Hello. Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live during the liturgy at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, 2018.
We have in the readings today some very clear commands the Lord gives us for family life, both in the Old Testament, instructions for parents and children, and then in the second reading, as Paul's writing to the Colossians, the same thing. He's getting very practical and very specific about how it is that we are called and we should strive to love one another in family life. And it's all the stuff that we know, but it's also all the stuff that we know we struggle with. And just in the midst of family life, with a spouse, with children, with parents, with in-laws, with siblings, trying to be compassionate, to be kind, to be humble, to be gentle. Even as Paul says, look, just bear with one another. Just put up with each other. Even that can be an incredible struggle. Then you get to something as difficult as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also forgive one another. So this is the Lord's commands for us. This is what it looks like to love in our families. But every one of us knows how difficult this is, and especially how difficult it is within our families themselves. Why is it that sometimes it feels easier to love somebody that you only see occasionally, that you don't know all that well, but the person that you've committed your life to, or your own children, at times are the hardest people to love? In that struggle, often a lot of our young families, our young couples, often think, well, maybe we're doing something wrong. Like we didn't think that it was going to be this difficult to live out marriage and family life. Often when we've had marriage retreats here, or even just our single in standalone nights for married and engaged couples, in the midst of the night, we often try to build in a chance for there to be just some very real sharing on the part of those who are presenting, or an opportunity for older couples to kind of share some of their wisdom with the younger couples. But one of the things that I've often heard from our younger couples at the end of the retreat or a single night is, wow, it was really encouraging to hear that from an older couple that we're not the only ones who have struggled to try to love one another. And I've heard that enough that I feel like a lot of our young couples, our young families, are holding on to this idea that if we were doing it right, it wouldn't be this hard. And I've even had some spouses who have said, Father, maybe I married the wrong person, because this is really tough to love them. And when we were dating, it wasn't hard. Well, sure, because you were filled with infatuation and you were all googly-eyed over them. And then, as always, as you know, the psychologists tell us, after 18 to 24 months, the infatuation phase of the relationship passes, and then you're down to the real hard work of loving. But a lot of, not just our young families, but in particular our younger families and couples, have thought this isn't what we signed up for. Why is it so difficult? The worst thing in the midst of that can be the thought that not only did I not sign up for this in terms of the daily struggles of trying to love a spouse and children, a parent who's getting older, and even this crosses through every season of family life, not only young couples, but older couples, how your relationship changes and has more stresses as you say goodbye to kids who go off to college, and suddenly you have an empty nest. And the busyness that you once had that maybe kind of kept at bay some of the tensions between you and your spouse, those are now drawn up right before you. And then even more so when in the season of marriage, when you hit the point at which you both retire, and suddenly the 40 or 50 or maybe 60 hours that you were apart, maybe quite happily during the week. Now, it's like, wait a minute, why is this guy in my kitchen all the time? Like, my mom said that. Like, she was just used to, when my dad went off to work, my mom kind of had the home to herself, and she had retired earlier, and she had a routine in life, and all of a sudden, my dad's there all the time. And that puts your marriage and your family life into a different season. But the point is that no matter where you are, the reality is this is hard. But the worst thing that can happen is in the midst of that struggle to think, what purpose is this serving? Is there any good that's coming out of this? One of the most difficult things can be that in the midst of that struggle, we are still holding on to the lie, and it really is a lie of the enemy. In the midst of the struggle, we're holding on to the lie, it shouldn't be this way, and nothing good is coming out of this. If you hold on to those two lies, I mean, really hug them tight, you will eventually get to the point where you are wondering why you're even still in your marriage and with your family. And that's not of the Lord. So what I want to put to you today, it's something we've talked about in the past, but I on this Feast of the Holy Family, I want you to be encouraged, and I want you to be hopeful in the midst of the struggles that every single family, all of our families go through, and they go through it in every season of family life. I mean, from when we are born into a family as children, and we're learning how to be part of a family growing up, all the way through the point at which perhaps you've lost your spouse, and now as a widow, you're learning yet another aspect of family life with its own unique struggles. But I want you to be encouraged and to be filled with hope, because in every single one of those struggles, the Lord is doing something. He is at work, and specifically through those struggles, the really hard and difficult moments when you're trying to love a spouse, a child, an elderly parent, a sibling, I want you to know, we need to know that the Lord is at work, and there is something very beautiful and very specific that He is accomplishing in those very struggles. The struggles are not so much an obstacle to what God is wanting to do, but rather the means to something beautiful that He's working on accomplishing. So let me just give you this image here. So let me, got my little nice bright red Mylar, little heart balloon here. So this is our heart. And born into a family, the whole of life is learning how to love God and how to love neighbor. It would be great if it didn't require any work, but we're all wounded by sin, and the heart wounded by the effects of original sin turns in on itself, and the struggle for all of us is making our life not about us, but about Him and about one another. That's why Jesus was so clear. Why am I here? I made you to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. But we have to learn how to do that. And family life, specifically, is the school where the Lord is teaching us in the greatest and most intense way how to love. But what family life is in every season is allowing the Lord, through those very struggles, to expand our heart's capacity to love. And when it's hard to love a spouse, a child, a sibling, in those very moments where we are struggling the most, we are being given an opportunity by the Lord to choose to love in such a way that with His grace, our hearts are growing in their ability and their capacity to love. It's like when you go to the gym, over the course of a year at the gym, hopefully you end that year at the gym with more weight on the bar than you started, right? Because the more weight that you add, the more resistance there is, the more you push back against it, the more your muscles grow. and it's painful, and you're sore, but we know that's the way muscles work. Well, it's the way our heart works. How do you really learn how to love? Do you learn how to love in the clearest way when life is the easiest? No. We learn how to love the way that he showed us, which is when it is the most difficult is when our hearts are given the greatest chance to grow in their capacity to love. So now this balloon, is it meant to just kind of droop in my hands like this? No. Okay, yes, that's not meant to be a hard question. Like, this was made to be filled up. And so our hearts are meant to be growing in their capacity to be able to love. Can I get some help up here? Can I have a kid with big lungs? Okay, you want to come on? Come on up. You got with the red and gray shirt. There you go. All right. Okay, come on up here. Join me up here. Okay. All right, hold the balloon. You see that straw there? Okay. So in your daily life, even as a kid, the Lord is giving you opportunities to let your heart grow in love. So you have a brother, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. You have two. Is it hard to get along with them sometimes? Yes. Okay. So imagine you guys are playing. Your brothers aren't sharing a toy. They're not being kind. And in that moment, when it's really hard, you make a decision in your heart, Lord, I'm going to love them the way that you want me to, even though it's really, really hard. And in that moment, with God's grace, he's letting your heart grow bigger and bigger. So put some air into that balloon there for us. Yep, it's going in. Just keep going. Yep. Okay. So,
is this a balloon?
It is a balloon. Yes, it is. Yep. So now it's got a little bit of air. It's starting to fill up. Now, let's say your parents ask you, make sure you clean your room before you go out to play, or before you play on your PlayStation or whatever video game. Before you do that, remember you're supposed to clean your room. And you're like, I don't want to clean my room. But then you remember God is saying, honor your father and your mother. I made you to do that. Love them in that way. And so even though it's hard, you make a choice. I'm going to do what they ask as a way of loving them. And in that moment, your heart gets bigger. So put some more in there, air in there. Yep, keep going. Keep going. All right, do you have any pets at home?
No. Yes.
Yes, okay. All right. Dog, cat, goldfish, hamster, gerbil?
A beta fish.
Oh, I should have known. Okay, so the beta fish. It's your turn to take care of the beta fish, to clean out the tank, to feed him and all of that. You don't want to, but you love your family. And in that moment, even though you'd rather be doing something else, you make the choice to love them. Keep putting some more air in there. Keep going. See, in all of these moments in daily life, the struggle to love others, especially when they're not maybe loving us back the way that we keep going. Yeah. Yep. Keep going. You got it. So you're choosing to love your family, and now don't pass out on me, okay? Okay. Good job. It's getting bigger, isn't it? Yeah, and see, all of those moments as the heart gets bigger, those are the moments when in the struggle of daily life, the Lord is saying, look, I made your heart to love, and it's in the struggle itself that we're given the grace to let our heart just grow in its capacity to love. And it's in the very struggles that God is at work. See, the problem is we often think this is useless, this is pointless, I didn't sign up for this. Marriage and family life are supposed to be easy. And the Lord says, no, I'm trying to get you ready for heaven. And I want you to enter eternal life with a heart that is as big and capable of love as it can possibly be. And family life is the school where the Lord teaches us how to love in the most intense way. And so, really, by his very design, it is not easy. He's giving us all kinds of opportunities to love. And can any more air go in there? Oh, that's pretty filled up, isn't it? Yeah. So he wants our hearts to get as filled as possible, that our hearts would grow in their capacity to love. That happens most in those very situations in family life where we're thinking, this is useless. What good is this serving? Well, the good that it's serving is that God is giving you the ability to grow in how you love a spouse, a child, an elderly parent, a sibling. And it happens in every season of our life. So I'm going to have you head back. You can take that balloon back to your mom. Give it as a gift to her, okay? Good job. Thank you. Okay, there you go. So the point that I want you to be encouraged that the struggles that we face in our family, they're not there by accident, but God is actually wanting to be at work through them to increase your ability to love. Now, this is not meant to be an excuse for the spouse who's got issues to be able to say, well, see, I'm not going to work on my issues. I want to help you to learn how to love so much that I'm not going to change. We're not saying that. This is all of us have to be open to letting the Lord work through us. And issues that you have in your own life, the Lord wants to give you the grace to let there be healing that takes place. So this is not meant as an excuse. But over the course of our life with our family, in every season, the Lord has one great goal in mind. He's saying, I want your hearts to grow and expand and to be able to love in ways that you never thought that you would be capable of loving. And sometimes that comes in incredibly painful ways. I mean, like really painful. And it could be through maybe some form of even infidelity by a spouse that you're asked to forgive. Like, that's huge. And at that point, we're often saying, Lord, I can't do it. There is no way that I can love this much to be able to forgive in that way. But you know, the Lord, he wants to be at work. And in those things that we most think are impossible, he most wants to be at work in to help our hearts grow to a place that we never imagined. That's what he's doing. Our struggles in family life are serving a purpose. So I want to pray today for all of our families that the Lord will be at work in them in such a way that for each of us, we'd be able to see that in the midst of those struggles, the Lord growing our heart's capacity to love.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.